Over the weekend here in high school sports, there were some wrestling tournaments going on Saturday, and Atlantic Cam took another title at a tourney as they won the ADM tournament as they took 231.5 points. Glenwood, their fellow Hawkeye 10 mate, was runner-up with 189. Red Oak finished fourth as well at that tournament with 134.5 points. Cole Hansen was a winner at 113, Connor Cox at 120, Chase McLaren at 126, and Drake Roller won the 170-pound title as Atlantic went on to win that. They had a runner-up and 5 third-place finishes there at that tourney as well. The Grizzled Duel Tournament held on Saturday also. Southwest Valley came away unblemished at 5-0 to be the top dog. East Mills was 3-2, Tri-Center 3-2, Exira EHK went 2-3, Grizzled was 1-4, and Clarinda Academy 1-4 at that tournament. Also, the Kemper Catholic Duel Tournament held on Saturday. Storm Lake was the winner, as they beat out the host team as well as Missouri Valley. The Kemper Catholic Knights were 4-1. Also, Missouri Valley finished at 3-2. And also, it was Audubon finishing fifth there in that event there with that dual tournament going on at Kemper Catholic. Also in basketball over the weekend, a couple of games that we had for you here on the radio, and one of them was a doozy. The girls game between Exira EHK and Glidden Ralston came down to the final seconds as Exira EHK found a way to get the win, 57-54 in overtime. Sophia Peppers hit a three as time expired to tie the game at 48 to send it to the overtime session, and then she scored 8 of her team's 9 points in the overtime to help keep the Spartans' record unblemished at 13-0. She hit a couple of big free throws that tied the game, and then immediately the Spartans got a steal and finished with the transition layup to make it 56-54. One more free throw from Keely Nelson made the final margin there at 3 points. And it was a big game for Julia Fleece for Glidden Ralston as well, as she finished with 30 points. She was a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter in overtime to try to help her team get the win. Good battle there between number 3 and number 4 in Class 1A. In the boys' game, it was a big halftime lead for Exira EHK, but they saw that slip away before finally closing the door. They built a 43-28 halftime lead behind 15 first-half points from Dakota Rold. That lead would dwindle down to as few as 2 points in the second half, but the Spartans made some big plays down the stretch. Cole Burmeister hit a big 3 once that lead was down to 2 to push it back to 5, and they ran it out from there. They're led by 23 points from Dakota Rold, 16 from Burmeister as they improve to 9-3. Other scores from Saturday in girls play and Hawkeye 10 action, it was Harlan over Glenwood 36-33. Denison Schleswig beat OABCIG 54-46. Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning over Missouri Valley 73-41. And in other Rolling Valley scores, it was Woodbine 58-25 over Arweva, Booyer Valley 56-55 over Coon Rapids Bayard, and Charter Oak Ute beat West Harrison 62-50. Also, a couple of other scores. It was Lord Central Catholic out of Nebraska beating Sydney 52-48, and Panorama was a 51-34 winner over Nottoway Valley. In boys basketball Saturday, it was Glenwood picking up a Hawkeye 10 win on the road over Harlan, 63-60 the final there. Denison Schleswig 71-24 over OABCIG. In Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning 79-36 over Missouri Valley. In the Rolling Valley, it was Exira EHK, as we mentioned, an 11-point win over Glidden Ralston, 66-55. Arweva beat Woodbine, 72-23. Coon Rapids Bayard over Booyer Valley, 67-54. Charter Oak Ute, 65-45 over West Harrison. Lord Central Catholic beat Sydney, 88-35. And Nottoway Valley, 68-48 over Panorama. Moving on to college basketball, Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says there were few, if any, positives out of last night's game at Northwestern. The Wildcats jumped out to a 16-point first-half lead and then blew the game open with a 28-6 run in the second half and embarrassed the Hawkeyes 89-54.
The teams that have beaten them have really played well at the start of the game. So if you go back and, okay, they got 4 losses. Who beat them? And what did they do? So we wanted to get off to a better start, obviously. And didn't do that. But, you know, truthfully, didn't play well at the start, in the middle of the first half, at the end of the first half, start of the second half.
Northwestern shot better than 59% for the game, and many were on dunks or layups.
You know, that's one of the disappointing things, is that we didn't execute defensively what action we were trying to stop. And that's going to have to happen with growth.
Iowa's freshman front line got out rebounded 39-24. If there was a bright spot, it was the play of freshman forward Ryan Creener. He finished with 14 points on 6 of 7 shooting. Creener says the Hawkeyes were not ready at the outset.
I think we were riding a little high off the Purdue win. But at the end of the day, you got to bring it every day in this league.
Iowa's 3-3 now in the Big Ten. Also, another basketball, at least number 22 Cincinnati didn't lose. That was the only thing that pleased Coach Mick Cronin. The Bearcats beat East Carolina 55-46 for their eighth straight win, behind 16 points and 11 rebounds from Kyle Washington. But Cronin was not pleased, saying afterward, "The only place we won today was on the scoreboard. We didn't get better today. We got worse." In the only other game involving a team ranked in the top 25, Chimezie Metu scored a career-high 24 points, including a go-ahead hook shot with 29 seconds remaining. Number 25 Southern Cal held off slumping Colorado 71-68. The Buffaloes have now lost five straight. Bennett Cook and Jeremy Morgan scored 21 points each, and Jordan Ashton added 17 as Northern Iowa snapped a seven-game losing streak with a 79-60 win over Drake. Cook made all eight of his field goals. UNI scored 18 straight early in the first half, and a 33-6 run made it a 37-13 game 5 minutes prior to halftime, as UNI shot a season-high 57% from the field while the Bulldogs hit just 38%. UNI is now 6-11 overall, 1-5 in the Valley. Drake 5-13 overall, 3-3 in conference play. Well, last night in the NFL, Pittsburgh's Chris Boswell set an NFL postseason record with 6 field goals, and Steelers never got in the end zone, but they won the game as he beat the Kansas City Chiefs 18-16 to become the second victorious road team in the postseason. The Steelers took advantage of a holding penalty to negate a successful Kansas City 2-point conversion after the Chiefs moved within 2 points with 2:43 left. On the second try from the 12-yard line, Alex Smith threw an incomplete pass in the back of the end zone, and the Steelers held on. The Steelers have won 9 straight games. Of note, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger tied Mel Blount and Terry Bradshaw with his 19th postseason playoff game, the most in team history. Roethlisberger completed 20 of 31 for 224 yards. Big Ben will set the team record when the Steelers travel to Foxborough to play the Patriots next Sunday in the AFC Championship. The Patriots beat the Steelers 27-16 on October 23rd. Pittsburgh played without Roethlisberger, who was out with a knee injury in that first meeting. First major upset of the NFL playoffs has occurred, and the victims are the Dallas Cowboys, the top seed in the NFC. The Green Bay Packers stunned Dallas 34-31. The Cowboys have won just 2 playoff games since 1996. Mason Crosby boomed a 51-yard field goal at the final gun to send the Packers to the NFC title game against Atlanta. Crosby had hit a 56-yarder with 1:33 left before the Cowboys tied it. The big play in Green Bay's game-winning drive was a 35-yard completion from Aaron Rodgers to Jared Cook on a 3rd-and-20 situation. Rodgers threw for 320 yards and 2 touchdowns as the 12-and-6 Packers won their 8th straight. The Cowboys finished at 13-4. The Packers will now travel to Atlanta for the NFC title game. Justin Thomas cruised to a wire-to-wire win in Honolulu at the PGA's Stony Open. He ended his amazing week 26 under par, winning the tourney by 7 shots over Justin Rose to win the first full field event on the PGA Tour. Venus Williams overcame 48 unforced errors to beat Katerina Kozlova for the second consecutive time in the opening round of a major. The 13-seeded Williams needed 3 sets to beat Kozlova at last year's U.S. Open, and she didn't have a much easier time on Monday at Melbourne Park. The 7-time major winner rallied twice from a breakdown in the opening set before prevailing 7-6, 7-5 in just under 2 hours. Olympic gold medalist Monica Puig didn't waste any time in the opening day of the Australian Open. The Puerto Rican player, seeded 29th, was the first player to win a match at Melbourne Park this year, defeating Romania's Patricia Maria Tig 6-love, 6-1 in 53 minutes. Simona Halep is the first seeded women's player to lose at the Open. In the first match on Rod Laver Arena, American Shelby Rogers defeated the Romanian player 6-3, 6-1. Alabama Athletic Director Bill Battle plans to step down from his job. He announced Sunday night that he will resume a new role as special assistant to the president. The 75-year-old has run the athletic department since March 2013. University President Stuart Bell says Battle will continue running the department until a successor takes over. In the NBA yesterday, it was Dallas over Minnesota 98-87. Atlanta beat Milwaukee 111-98. Toronto over the Knicks 116-101. Houston topped Brooklyn 137-112. Oklahoma City 122-118 over Sacramento. Chicago beat Memphis 108-104. Detroit 102-97 over the Lakers. In the National Hockey League, Washington skated past Philadelphia 5-2. Minnesota beat Chicago 3-2. New Jersey 2-1 over Vancouver in overtime. And St. Louis 2-1 over Anaheim. That's a look at sports this morning here on KJN, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.